Surah Maryam, verses 16 to 26.
الرحمن الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر في الكتاب مريم and O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make mention in the book في الكتاب in this particular surah of the Quran the incident of Maryam alayha salam. Since her story has similarities with the previous story of Zakariya and Yahya alayhim as-salam. The incident occurred, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, إِذِنْ تَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا. The incident occurred when she withdrew from her family to an easterly location, مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا. And it is said, this is why the Christians faced the direction of the east. So she withdrew from her family to an easterly location. And this was in order to take a bath of purification after experiencing her first menstrual bleeding. When a woman experiences menstrual bleeding, then she is ready to bear children. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا. So in secluding herself from them, from her family, and in order to bathe in privacy, she placed a veil between her and them. اتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا. She went into seclusion, into privacy. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا. So as she was there, we sent our angel, إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا. Ruh means the archangel Jibreel alayhi salam, to her. فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. And he transformed himself, appearing before her as a human being. Although he was Jibreel alayhi salam, he appeared بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا, as a human being, complete and beautiful, perfect in form. Ayah number 18. قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَانِ مِنْكِ. Since she mistook him to be human, she was alarmed and she exclaimed, أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَانِ مِنْكِ. I seek refuge with the most compassionate one from you. إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. If you are God-fearing, you will leave and go away. Ayah number 19. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكَ. The angel said, I am no human whom you ought to be fearful of. Instead, إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكَ. I am the messenger of your Lord dispatched to you. Why? لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. To bestow you a boy of utter purity. غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. And which he did, either by blowing into her collar or into her mouth, which then became the means through which she would conceive. Ayah number 20. So the conversation is still carrying on between Jibreel alayhi salam and Maryam alayhi salam. Astonished, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, she asked, قَالَتْ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ. She said, how could I ever have a boy? When a child is only conceived by having relations with a man, and وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي bashar, no man has ever touched me, as I am unmarried, وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيَّا, nor am I one who is unchaste. Ayah 21, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ. He said, Jibreel alayhi salam said to her, كَذَلِكَ, so shall it be, without relations with a man. قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ. And I am not the one saying so. Instead, قَالَ رَبُّكِ, your Lord has said, هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ. It is perfectly easy for me. It is perfectly easy to create a human being from a woman only. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam with no parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hawa from Adam alayhi salam. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be creating Isa alayhi salam from a mother only. Huwa alayya hayyin. Allah can do anything. It is perfectly easy for me to grant a child against the normal course of events. And your Lord has said, وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ, your Lord has also said that He will create him in this unique manner, لِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ, so that we may make him a sign for mankind, a sign whereby they reflect on the absolute power and ability of Allah. And وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا, and a mercy from us whereby He would be a means of guidance for humanity. وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا, and the birth of this fatherless child is a matter that is done and decreed. It's going to happen. After this brief conversation, ayah 22, Jibreel alayhi salam blew into her collar, and so she conceived. فَحَمَلَتْهُ, so she conceived him. And when she felt the onset of labor pains, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا, she retreated with him to a remote place, out of the town, far away, perhaps in a forest or near a mountain, because the scene that will be described later shows it was a remote area. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَىٰ جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ, ayah 23, and the pains of labor drove her to the trunk of a date palm, جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ, which she settled by for some support. Now Maryam alayhi salam was all alone, with no one to comfort or console her, restless with the agony of labor pains, nothing to make that moment easier. Added to that were thoughts of shame and disgrace which tormented her as she was bearing a child without ever being married. How could she tell somebody that she has a child without ever having any interaction with a man? So in utter distress she said, يا ليتني, قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا, if only I had been dead before this. وَكُنْتُ نَسْيًا مَنْسِيًّا, and forgotten and passed on into oblivion. نَسْيًا مَنْسِيًّا means I have been forgotten, and people even forgot that they forgot about me. So, and forgotten and passed on into oblivion without anyone ever having any memory or recollection of me. Ayah 24, فَنَادَاهَا, so in that instant and by the command of Allah, Jibreel alayhi salam arrived by her. And out of respect for her, she had just given birth to him. He did not appear before her like the first time, but he stood at a point lower than her, without her being able to see him, and he called out, فَنَادَاهَا مِن تَحْتِهَا, he called out to her from beneath her, أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي, grieve not. Grieve not, as for you being deprived of any means of comfort, قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّا, your Lord has made a running brook beneath your feet. All of a sudden, a fountain gushed forth and a running brook appeared before her. You can drink from the fresh water and take comfort by watching the flowing water. Similarly, the fact that this brook has appeared miraculously for you, it should add to your delight. Allah has done something special for you. It shows Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has approved of you, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has accepted you. Secondly, وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ, and grab hold of the date trunk, and هُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ, sway the date trunk towards you. It will shower down, تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا, it will shower down on you fresh ripe dates each time. And these fresh dates were provided supernaturally, out of season. It was not season. And the date palm was a dried up date palm. So two miraculous things happened: a stream of water, a brook, and fresh fruit. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَإِمَّا تَرَيِنَّ, asal ayah number 25, فَإِمَّا تَرَيِنَّ, ayah number 26, فَكُلِي, so eat its fresh fruit, وَشْرَبِي, and drink the fresh water, وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا, and let your eyes take delight by looking at your blessed child, and by observing the situation created for you, and by being comforted with the thought of Allah being pleased with you. فَإِمَّا تَرَيِنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا, and if you were to see any problematic human being, now you come into contact with somebody and now you feel you are going to be in trouble, from whom you apprehend accusations of misconduct, فَقُولِي, then tell them, indicate to them, إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا, I have vowed a fast of silence for the All-Merciful. It was permissible in that Sharia to vow, to fast and to be a fast of silence where you would not speak to anyone. فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا, so I will never utter a word to any human being today. Allah will then miraculously make the infant child speak and your chastity and purity will be reaffirmed. So we'll continue inshallah with part two of this ruku inshallah tomorrow. Let us do the tilawah of this ruku, ayah 16 to 26. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا فاتخذت من دونهم حجابا فأرسلنا إليها روحنا فتمثل لها بشرا سويا قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا قال إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا قالت أنى يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أك بغيا قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقضيا فحملته فانتبذت به مكانا قصيا فأجاءها المخاض إلى جذع النخلة قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا فناداها من تحتها ألا تحزني قد جعل ربك تحتك سريا وهزي إليك بجذع النخلة تساقط عليك رطبا جنيا فكلي واشربي وقري عينا فإما ترين من البشر أحدا فقولي إني نذرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت